Welcome back, kings, queens, everything in between, to another edition of the Peasant Party Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Warren, and I'm just going to turn it right over to you, JC. Like, I was going to call you because you spelled it Jace.
It's Jace or JC. I'm like, it's JC. It's like my initials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. JC, who are you?
I'm JC. I'm from Boston. I'm a TikToker. I'm a photographer. I'm in tech. What don't I do?
That's
I'm a degenerate.
True. As am I. No, but I'll say how I met you. Okay, so TikTok. I have a thing where I throw a computer around and I have unhinged PowerPoint presentations that it slowly got more unhinged, like after like a whole thing with a friend where it was like she was like insisted I refer to a guy as that she went on many dates with over the course of a month and a half, brought to her company holiday party as a guy she was dating. I said, Phil, oh yeah, like Phil, the guy you're dating, in passing at brunch, and she interrupts me to be like, we weren't dating, like because we weren't in a relationship. And I was like, well, you weren't going on dates for a month after. She's like, no, that's called talking. And then it turned into a whole fight. And she ended with agree to disagree. I don't take agree to disagree well. I'm a stubborn asshole. So I was like, I'm going to take this to TikTok and make everyone agree with me. And then I think I drew it out first. And then I was like, I'm going to make these little PowerPoints. And then, of course, it slowly became more unhinged. And I think I posted a video one day where it was like, my computer has gotten very dirty from continuing to throw a computer around and like yell and throw it. It's not a pretty computer, like at
it's
all.
It's the rose gold MacBook.
It is that version of pretty. But I think you stitched it one day. You're like, you can't be doing this to your computer.
Yeah.
And so, it was like, your computer's kind of a mess. You need to get this to clean it up.
So the backstory on my TikTok is just like the rest of us. We all got on the app in the middle of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. U.S. government, please don't take it away from us. Like,
please, no.
Tic-tac-toe. Okay, Nancy. And I just started making videos, and I was just like doing like stupid shit about like, you know, Boston sports or like Tom, like that was right when Tom, like mm-hmm. it was the only vestibule of happiness I had in my life, because that was right when Tom Brady left the Patriots. I'm mm-hmm. still sad about it and still salty about it. So then, and then one day, like same with your video, like somebody posted like, I'm having this issue with my MacBook. And long story short, I used to work for Apple. Mm-hmm. I worked in an Apple store for 4.5 years, almost 5 years. Mm-hmm. I worked at the Genius Bar. Like, I know my way. I am the person people call like, hey, I have this issue. Like, mm-hmm. how do I fix my phone? How do I fix it? And so I stitched somebody's video and it got like 500,000 views. And I'm mm-hmm. like, fuck, I might have something here. And like, then I just did it again. And another like 250,000 views. And it just kept going and going and going. And then eventually I was like, I went from like 1,000 followers to like 50,000 followers in like a month and a half. Mm-hmm. And I just kept going with it. And like, I've gotten away from that. But then like, it was so funny is I hadn't done like an Apple video in a really long time when your video popped up on my like For You page, and I was like, that is disgusting. We need to have a conversation about this. Do you know that like computers and phones are like more dirty than like the toilet seat?
Yes.
And I'm like, she's got great content, but I can't fucking see it on the screen because she's got like fingerprints from like 10 years ago on this.
Because I point at it and it's like when people like run their cars into the ground because they're driving all the time. Mm-hmm. That poor computer. I swear I don't treat people the way I treat my computers.
I hope you don't.
I don't. But I appreciated that. And I was like, that's really funny. And I was like, because there's also a part of me that is on the side of TikTok that's all the tech stuff, like where it's like computers and presentations. And that's a way nicer side of TikTok than dating and relationships, where people are on edge. People are not nice. Mm-hmm. But then it's like you go to the side of TikTok where it's like, I need help with my PowerPoints, and people are nice, like, because I'll like Excel, like a lot of Excel and Google Sheet people types. And it's they're so much nicer.
Yeah.
Technology is so nice. And that's another thing that makes like my TikTok niche. It's like I've gotten a lot of like techie type stuff, like new apps. I'm like, okay, this kind of works.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a fun one to be in, but also very scary.
It's very scary. Tech is scary. My best video on TikTok, which has over 2 million views, was me telling people that it was an update to iOS where mm-hmm. they finally put a lock on the hidden folder mm-hmm. in the Photos app.
Mm-hmm.
So that means like you could finally put like a passcode or Face ID.
Mm-hmm.
So you could hide all like your secret photos.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What other?
And like, and I just did, and I didn't say like, oh, that's where people are putting like their nudes, but I was just like, make sure you hide your mm-hmm. family recipes in there. Like,
what else? Wait, what other iPhone secrets should we know that are like dating adjacent?
Don't put red messages on.
Okay.
I And if you do, don't put it on for everybody. Put it on for your significant other. Because like Apple iOS allows you to do it individually now. Mm-hmm. That's been like out for like a couple years now. Mm-hmm. So like you can like, so like when I was in a relationship, the only person I had it on was for my ex.
Got it.
Everyone else was not, was like, I don't like the stress of like, oh, I read that and now they know I read it and now I have to reply. And if you're not ready to reply... Mm-hmm. And you're not in the right frame of mind, that could fuck up a relationship.
Oh, for sure. I'm one of those people, though, where it just slowly moves down the screen. Mm-hmm. I have, let's see how many emails I have, where I've, well, some of, a lot
are
of.
Are you one of those people that has, like, a bunch of unread text messages?
I have 194 unread text messages, 183,223 unread emails, and 328 voicemails.
Yeah, I always get the thing where my voicemail is, like, it's almost full.
I need to go through and delete them, but I'm also like, there's also just the silly things in the back of my mind where I'm like, if something happens to one of my parents and like, I don't know, like they're getting older, like my mom's messages where she's nagging me, I'm like, I want to keep them. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Probably dumb sentimental thing about me, but yeah.
I'm trying to think of other phone things you should know if you're in a relationship. I've seen relationships break up at the Apple store.
Really?
I've seen people who like have Grindr on their phone and they're not out yet, and I'm like, oh, good for you. Like, I'm just like, I have to go into your phone. I've seen some wild shit working at the
Apple. I can only imagine.
Like not my favorite story, but one story I remember is like, so like, if you've ever been to an Apple store, everyone's been to an Apple store.
Everyone's pissed off in the Apple store.
Everyone's fucking pissed off. I loved that job when I sold shit because like when I would sell people a new iPhone, they were fucking excited to get like a new iPhone. And then they were like, oh, we'll pay you more money to fix stuff. And I was like, okay, I'll go do that. But then I was miserable because every day someone would just be like, my phone's broken, fix it for me. And one story I remember is this woman came in and I'd be like, can I go look at, like, can I go into your phone? You always had to like ask for permission. And she was like, yeah, but can we not do it near other people? And I was like, okay, so like we walked to the side. I was like, what's up? And she just like confided in me. She's like, yeah, me and my husband are just some kinky shit.
Yeah,
and weird. There was weird and this was years ago before there was like different folders. It was like, remember like when the iPhone, like all your photos were just...
They're there.
They were just there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And like, there was some kinky shit there. Like,
there
was, you know,
shit out there. I've learned that I'm a very vanilla person compared to the world. I always thought I was like this outspoken person. I'm like, oh, I'm very, very boring compared to a lot of people in this world.
I don't think you're boring.
I have fun. I like to think I'm fun, but you know. Yeah.
I wouldn't fly down to Austin and do a podcast if I didn't think you were fun.
We have fun here. We have fun. That's something that most guests say. So, I mean, yeah. So great information about Apple. But let's stop talking about work. Let's talk about you.
Let's talk about me.
Yes. So you're you're JC now, but you have not always been JC.
No.
And feel free to kick me if I'm ignorant. I'm a dumbass. I'm like, who just wants to have a good time and wants everyone else to have a good time. Everything's for the kings, queens, everything in betweens here.
I'm definitely part of the everything in between.
And I fucking love it. Like, I think, so that was part of, because of course, like, I always, whenever I make a friend on TikTok, I always do the Instagram follow. Like, I'm always excited to when it's just somebody that's like, appears to be, you know, over 25, like working, doing TikToks for fun. It's like, cool. Like somebody who's normal, because there's a lot of crazies on TikTok. And then, yeah, I think I saw that you began your transition. How long ago was that?
So that was last year, about March or so. I've been on hormones since like September. So backing up, I was in a committed, like, straight relationship with a woman, had presented as straight for 29 years of my life, and got out of that relationship. She's a narcissist. We can talk about that too.
I feel like most people, it's like, when we think of narcissist, you think of like a cartoon character looking at themselves in the mirror and being like, look, I'm the best. Or people, everybody's a narcissist nowadays.
Everyone's a narcissist, but I also think when we think about narcissists in relationships, we often think of the guy and not the girl. And I'm not trying to like shit on women right now and like my new allies, but like I'm full on, like, and it was hard for me to even say these words. I dated a narcissist.
When people say... I think when a lot of people say narcissist, it's like a colloquialism that people just throw around to describe a person who maybe liked to look good or like spent a little bit of extra time to put on.
I see what you're saying. A narcissist, a true narcissist, especially in a relationship, is somebody who has had like compounding trauma throughout their dating or personal life and has truly never dealt with it or like faced the facts on that. And what I mean by that is, you know, the person I had dated had, you know, horrible past relationships. Mm-hmm. I saw that in our relationship, that those experiences that that person had mm-hmm. affected how they acted. Mm-hmm. But what you're not responsible for what had happened to you. You're responsible for how you mm-hmm. respond to that. And mm-hmm. if you continue to do behaviors and actions that are detrimental to you and the people around you, mm-hmm. that's on you. Mm-hmm. So I never held it against her that, you know, things had happened in past relationships to her mm-hmm. or, you know, her mom, you know, abandoned mm-hmm. her. Like, that's not her fault. Mm-hmm. She didn't deserve that. The way you react to that is you choose to take that out on me mm-hmm. in our relationship. Like, I could give you 1,000 examples where, like, looking back, you know, mm-hmm. we can chalk it up to, like, oh, you know, she's just a girl and she's having a bitchy moment, or she's on, you know, it's mm-hmm. her time in the month, she's having her period or whatever. But looking back, I'm like, that was unacceptable behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the moment.
Sometimes it's like you look back, you're like, that was way more fucked up than I thought it was. Like, why did I think that was normal?
I'll give you a perfect example that comes up. My father and I and her went out to, like, a diner on, you know, a Saturday or Sunday. It was busy. It was loud. And, you know, I was the type of boyfriend that would, like, you know, I would order everything for her. Like, 'cause mm-hmm. she just asked me to order. And she said, oh, like, let's split a fucking pancake. And I was mm-hmm. like, great. Awesome. I, for whatever reason, forgot to order the pancake. And this God. Girl, like, flips out, like, starts crying, leaves the table, goes and, like, sits in our car.
In front of your father?
In front of my father. And my dad's like,
the fuck is this bitch doing?
What happened? And I was like, it's as simple as, like, I gotta just go up and find the waitress and be like, can you just put a pancake on her? Like, and, like, it sounds minute because it's like, oh, it's just a pancake. But when you extrapolate it and you start thinking, like, that response... Mm-hmm. was, like, not warranted by the act.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I was a stupid guy and I forgot to order the pancake and I wasn't listening to my girlfriend, like, at the time. Now I'll bring up an example that, like, happened later on in the relationship, like, where it, like, I allowed it to evolve to.
Right.
So we were pretty much at the breakup stage. And we had an apartment together. I actually wasn't living there anymore. I was living at home. I had my phone with me. But I had left my iPad at...
Oh.
Yeah, so getting back to Apple products.
Yeah, your phone and your iPad are linked to your... Yeah, it's all linked. Oh, so they, like, can read it.
I was having... And, of course, like, my fucking Pasco was, like, our anniversary or something. Mm. And, like, I basically, at that point, had to... Like, We had an apartment. I had probably hadn't been living there for like 3 weeks, and at that point, I just came to the decision, like, this is not going in the direction that, like, it. I just need to get over the hump and say we're done. And so, like, I was having active text message conversations with friends about that.
Oh,
like,
tipped off, yeah.
Like, hey, like, I'm gonna tell her, like, we're done. We're this and that. And, like, one night I went out with my sister. We had this great heart to heart. Shout out to Ashley. And, like, she basically was like, you need to end it. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not good for you. You're not good for her. Like, and, you know, me and my sister had a lot to drink that night. And, like, I had, like, said some things to my friend. Like, I'm done. Like, fuck this, blah, blah, blah. And, like, but never, like, called her, like, a bitch or anything. Like, you know, never was, like, deflammatory towards her. Like, still respected her. And I, like, went to bed. Woke up, like, with this really bad hangover, and, like, I woke up and I had, like, 20 missed calls from her, like 100 texts. How could you say these things about me? Like, she had gone into my iPad, and I was just like, I'll say babe because I don't want to say her name. I was like, babe, like, did I say anything bad about you? I just was talking about the situation with people I trust.
No adjectives, yeah.
And, like, I said, do you not see what's wrong? Like, we have been essentially not seeing each other for 3 weeks. Like, you violated my privacy by going into my phone because you were curious about, I didn't go into your phone. Yeah. Like I basically said, like, are you telling me you haven't been having conversations with your sisters and your girlfriends and, like, about what the fuck's going on and your coworkers? And she's like, but that's not the point. And I'm like,
if you can't see the fact that you violated my privacy as an issue right now, then we have no chance.
Exactly. No, like, and I think that's the whole thing, too. It's like, if anyone look, that's why I hate when people are like, oh, the looking through the phone thing is normal. I'm like, no, it isn't. It's weird.
If you
like,
feel that way, that the like, everything else is not like, normal
it's
around
like conversations
you.
With my mom or my sister where it's like, you know, here's a thing that this person did. Like, and I don't think my conversation, sometimes it's just like, this person did a thing. It made me feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so when people are like, I just want to go through their phone. It's like,
well, we would also, so like, this is very interesting, is like, I changed my behavior not because I was hiding anything.
Like, you're scared of them.
I was scared of them. Like, we have a great thing going. Like, this is a life I'm okay with.
You have to walk on eggshells around right. somebody. It's like, oh my God, fucking shoot me.
But like, and like, also like, I could do another hour on how like anti-gay and anti-trans like she was, like the like the things that she would fucking say, and I was just like, if only you knew. But I remember one time, like, yeah, I changed my behavior. So a perfect example is like, I flew in from Nashville today. I went to Nashville on a bachelor party with my friends, and like, it's the last night we're there. Like, if anyone's ever been to Nashville, you know how fucking crazy Broadway is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and like, we asked to, like, I was with like 10 other guys, and like, we asked the cops to take a photo of us because it was the last night, we want to remember, blah blah blah. And of course, like, these drunk girls like jump in, and I'm like, and like, a photo gets taken of me going like looking at a girl like, I'm fucking hammered.
Who is this person that's in my picture?
Right. So like, I get home, the group chat between the guys, like, and like, he sends all these photos. I save just the photos that are of me and the guys, and I delete the other photos of that have the girls, because I just know if that's...
It wouldn't end well.
And of course, like, she went through my phone. She went through my phone like this, and this is before the story I just told you.
Oh my God.
And she's like, well, what about the photos with the... She's like, did you get any other photos? Like, I was like, nah, babe. She's like, oh, not the ones you deleted? And I just was like...
Are you fucking kidding me?
And then, I slept on the couch that night for sure.
Fucking, so that's like narcissist versus like, oh, hi, I'm pretty. Like, yeah. Look at me, I'm pretty today.
There was this whole thing about like, you know, she's like, are you into my sisters? Do you want to like fuck my sisters? And I'm like,
no.
No.
They're beautiful. If they're in the family tree, you should always leave them be. Like whatever the poem is that I made up.
Yeah, I think we're in a comedy renaissance. There's so many great comics. There's so many... funny, funny people. My advice to people is go to these comedy clubs. Like, that's a great first date. You want a fucking good first date.
I think it's a good third. I'm gonna actually debate you on that one, because I think you should sit across from somebody and look at them in the eyes, and I think like have that conversation. Okay. I think it's a good third date.
You want to do like dinner and a show.
I think you shouldn't do movies. Do a or like.
No, I'm saying like dinner and a show. Like, so like you maybe like go get like drinks and apps, and then you go to the comedy show.
That I also think that like locks you into too much. Like, I think a first date should be the drinks, and that way you can like leave after one drink or whatever. I think it's a good second, third date. I think it's also a good, if you're trying to figure out what you are, buy the VIP tickets and then get the front seats, and then just like let the comedians crowd work you, because they'll be like, how do you two know each other? And then you'll get
I've been to a comedy show. I was actually when I was living in LA, I went to a comedy show. I saw Nikki Glaser like front row at the Improv.
Mm-hmm.
And she was doing her whole like working on her next Netflix set.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I say go to the local, go to these comedy clubs. Don't wait for like the big arena shows. Mm-hmm. Don't wait for it to drop on Netflix, because it's so cool to watch the vulnerability of like somebody like Nikki Glaser, who's sitting there with her notebook. She's clearly working on shit.
They have misses too. Like, it's crazy. Like, they're like, they have missed, like these people that seem so great, they have misses all the fucking time.
Right. And you sit there and you're like, this person is fucking hilarious. And she was working through some stuff like in her set and figuring out where things to go. And then it was like 6 months later, she came out with a new special. And I watched it. And I'm like, I saw it all. I saw like the first 15 minutes. I saw that like six months ago when it was rougher and not. And then it was even funnier because she had worked on it.
Yeah.
So I tell people, go to the comic. But yeah. Second date, maybe third date, because like you're interacting, you're sitting funny, like, oh, is this like, do they have the same interests? Mm-hmm. Do they like the same comedian as you? Like, I think a comedy show is a great date.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's a way to show not tell, because like so many people, it's like I want to know this person's political views, and they'll just go sit down and ask a person like, what are your politics? Like, anybody can say like, oh, I'm a feminist. whatever, but like the amount of people, like if you saw that like SNL bit where it's like the guys that keep coming up to Cecily Strong or whatever, yep. where it's like the feminist one where it's like, I just came back from the women's march. She's like, oh, I'm not interested. It's like, fuck you, bitch. Like, just people like being performative about yep. it. That's why I don't like trust male feminists, because it's like, it's always an agenda. You shouldn't agree with me too much. But like, it's, you can see what people laugh at or what people's takes are about like actual anecdotes versus just like a stance. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it pokes holes in that.
No, I love comedy.
Me too.
It's my favorite.
Big fan. I've learned that I'm a vanilla. I've learned that I'm a very vanilla person compared to the world. I always thought I was like this outspoken person. I'm like, oh, I'm very, very boring compared to a lot of people in this world.
I don't think you're boring.
I have fun. I like to think I'm fun, but you know. Yeah.
I wouldn't fly down to Austin and do a podcast if I didn't think you were fun.
We have fun here. We have fun. That's something that most guests say. So, I mean, yeah. So great information about Apple. But let's stop talking about work. Let's talk about you.
Let's talk about me.
Yes. So you're you're JC now, but you have not always been JC.
No. Nope.
And feel free to kick me if I'm ignorant. I'm a dumbass. I'm like, who just wants to have a good time and mm-hmm. wants everyone else to have a good time. Everything's for the kings, queens, everything in betweens here.
Oh, I'm definitely part of the everything in between.
And I fucking love it. Like, I think, so that was part of, because of course, like, I always, whenever I make a friend on TikTok, I always do the Instagram follow. Like, I'm always excited too when it's just somebody that's like, appears to be, you know, over 25, like working, doing TikToks for fun. It's like, cool. Like, somebody who's normal, because there's a lot of crazies on TikTok. And then, yeah, I think I saw that you began your transition. How long ago was that?
So that was last year, about March or so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been on hormones since like September.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I started a new job last year, and I was dating a flight attendant, and mm-hmm. things were going great. And then I just, like, woke up one day, and I'm like, this is not what I want anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I had achieved the job that I had want, like, mm-hmm. you know, the job I had wanted with the salary that I wanted. I had my own apartment. I was crushing it. I had this beautiful girlfriend
mm-hmm.
That was a flight attendant. I was like, oh, I get to fly around the world?
Yeah.
And I was just like, why am I not happy? Mm-hmm. Like, I had this, and I broke up with her. Mm-hmm. I gave her no reason. Her and I, you know, we're cool now. Mm-hmm. We don't talk anymore, but like, you know, I wish her all the best. And I had this existential crisis. I ended mm-hmm. up in the mental hospital, tried to mm-hmm. kill myself. And then came out, and I was like, I'd had these feelings about who I was my mm-hmm. whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, all right, I got to act on these if mm-hmm. I want to be happy. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. There's a reason it's called transitioning, because it ain't fucking easy.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm at. I mean, you can ask me anything you want. What? I am an open fucking book.
I love it.
And I'll get more open as I have.
Please do. Yeah. Make yourself at home. And I think that's perfect, because I think a lot of people, like, I think most people, like, everybody who has a loud opinion is on TV. And I think most normal people are like, they want to be as nice as possible. Oh, thank you much. They want to be
still a gentleman.
No, you have fantastic manners, and I freaking love it. Yeah, like, most people want to make sure everyone's having a good time and comfortable. Like, everyone wants to be good hosts. Everyone wants to be good guests. Like, that's how I feel. I think, like, the biggest thing is, I feel like when people think of people who are transitioning, you know, transgender people, they always think of, you know, celebrities where they have all the money in the world to do a transition. Jenner. Yes. Or Dylan Mulvaney, like, if we go younger, but just mm-hmm. all the money in the world to make a quicker transition, you know, spend a lot of time to, you know, look the way they want to look. You know, they're kind of in I don't want to say privilege, but like, I don't know that it reflects, you know, the average person who maybe, you know, cause this is, it's expensive. It's difficult to like maybe weave into like having a career and whatnot.
It's expensive. It's also, I think, just social media in general, you see snippets of people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see everything they go through. So, like, even, you know, I won't harp on, like, my personal beliefs of you know, maybe Caitlyn Jenner or Dylan Mulvaney, but, like, where they're at now,
mm-hmm.
they weren't always there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you're just seeing where they're at now. You're mm-hmm. seeing mm-hmm. they look very passable.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't always that way. I can guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
So... it comes, I'm very fortunate for the company that I work for
mm-hmm.
That they pay 100% of everything.
Thanks.
Like, I don't pay anything out of pocket, and that is incredibly rare.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gotten offers to go work other places,
mm-hmm.
you know, for, you know, double my salary, or they'll give me $50,000 more a year to work there. And I say no because mm-hmm. what my current company is offering as a benefit to pay for everything, you know, start to finish, mm-hmm. that's like, I estimate transitioning can cost an individual anywhere between $250,000 to $300,000.
Oh, for sure. Because you think of what like plastic surgery costs. Like if you're a woman wanting breast, like you think of all of that.
Breast augmentation, facial feminization.
It's all of that, surgery. Basically. Like mm-hmm. it's like all of the things that you know women do times 10 because yep. it's like you're changing things. Like mm-hmm. I do a little bit of Botox. That's like it, and it's like. I couldn't imagine the cost for everything else.
Laser's 12. I pay $1,200 every 6 weeks for laser, and it's paid for by my health insurance. I pay it up front. I put it on my credit card, and then I get a check in the mail.
Oh my god, I hate you so much right now.
But also, like, I think like interesting topic is we dove right into like when we talk about transgender, everybody thinks male to female. Mm-hmm. No one thinks about female to male.
Why is that? Do you think?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I like. It's even trans like representation in media like has always been predominantly mm-hmm. male to female. Mm-hmm. And I think you know there's a lot of people out there that don't realize like there's just as many mm-hmm. female to male. Also like 3% of the population in the United States is transgender. So like we're not the fucking problem. I'm going to say that right up front. I have this theory that you know the United States always needs like an enemy or mm-hmm. like you know a scapegoat. And like mm-hmm. now that we. You know, we're not fighting wars in the Middle East. We came home and we're figuring out like, hey, we mm-hmm. want to, we need someone to blame. We always need someone to blame, whether mm-hmm. it's, you know, black people or gay people or trans mm-hmm. people, like, or people, a Muslim, because we think they're terrorists when they're not. It's like, it's a beautiful culture and a beautiful religion. And it's like, I'm at this point, I'm like, they got no one else to hate right now. So this mm-hmm. is who they're fucking hating on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's also just like it's always like the loudest people that are kind of, you know, the people that are, you know, the celebrities or in the media that they're always put like, it's never just the average everyday person.
No. And like, you know what I'm going to say? It's always the loudest people who are the most closeted. Do you know how many times I'd be like, I'm so straight. I'm this. That.
Well, you know, you've heard of like Lindsey Graham and Lady G. Mm-hmm. Like, have you heard of that?
Probably. What was it? Like Madison Cawthorn, that congressman?
Oh my God. There's something weird there.
No, he was.
No, Matt Gaetz had the Cuban boy that he adopted. The 19-year-old Cuban
boy.
Yes, it's like they've all got something weird. Like I don't know.
I don't care. Like I don't like Lindsey Graham. Like he's been known to like
Lady G.
He's
with a pimple on his penis. I've heard, a mole on a penis. Like it's all everyone talks about.
Yeah, J. Edgar Hoover is the OG.
Yeah, the OG.
OG.
J. Yeah, like
that was an interesting movie if you've ever seen it.
It was
Leonardo. Leo. Not one of my favorite Leo movies.
No, not mine either.
Who's your favorite Leo movie?
Wolf of Wall Street. I like a good party scene. The boat party is great.
You like party scenes. Why don't you like Great Gatsby?
I do. But I like the debauchery. I also like the fashion, the 90s. Margot Robbie is fantastic. When people are like,
she's so fucking hot.
Well, when people are like, why didn't she get an Oscar for the Barbie movie? It's like, have you seen, like, it's like, her performance is elsewhere. It's like if you compare her performance in Barbie to her performance in I, Tonya and Wolf of Wall Street when she was 22, it's like she did. Yeah, she didn't get an Oscar nomination because like it's like that was it wasn't an Oscar written role. I don't know. Like Ken, that was an Oscar role. Like I don't.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, but that's just me.
So are you Barbie or Oppenheimer? Now I'm interviewing you. I'm on your fucking podcast.
Oh, I love it. Like no, I love because I've had robots on here before. But I really like Barbie was fun. It still felt like Greta Gerwig directed the Barbie movie, and I was kind of like, I didn't come to see Lady Bird today. Like I wanted it to be a little bit more like I knew it would be. I'm glad it was more adulty. I just wanted it to pop more. Like I could do a whole like Ben Shapiro length. Review of my thoughts on it that would be mm-hmm. an endless train of thought but Oppenheimer it was depressing. Like I think they were both good in their own ways. God, that was I sound like a politician. We're talking about politicians now. I'm sounding like politician.
Yeah,
they were both good in their own ways. Like I think my favorite like Oscar movie was like probably Wolf of Wall Street in a while. Like I think that was a fun one. I like movies that are loud, layered, right? As that is a Scorsese movie. Yeah.
I'm a big Quentin Tarantino person.
Me too.
Like Glorious Bastards.
Oh, fantastic. Love Tarantino. I didn't love like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I love that.
I like that. Robert, fine.
She was in that, right?
She was. Yes. He likes to use the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm trying. My favorite of Tarantino, I really like The Hateful Eight. Like, I thought that was a fun one to watch, like, just because it was like all in one room.
I had somehow slipped through the cracks and had not watched like Django Unchained ever.
That's a good one.
And I finally was like homesick one day and I was like, just could not get out of bed. Mm-hmm. And it was on Amazon Prime. And I'm like, this is going to be my day. This is what I'm watching right now.
Yeah. I'm like a big like Stanley Kubrick fan. There's only like 8 movies of his before he passed.
Okay.
Clockwork Orange, The Shining.
Oh, Shining. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, we went down a movie rabbit hole.
It's okay. People dig it. But no, since we're like doing chatty stuff too, we'll jump back to everything else. But you have your own podcast, and I want to make sure we're promoting that.
Fuck yeah.
It's coming up. You've done some proof of concept. You've done some mm-hmm. testing. What is your podcast about?
All right. So I'll go back to the beginning. So I've always wanted a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like every like creator on the internet, and I love the joke that podcasting equipment should be much harder to get. I just bought my own shit, and I had to like. I felt like I took out a mortgage. All right, mm-hmm. So my podcast is so I love wine.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, I have vino on mm-hmm. my sweatshirt, and I just like having conversations like we're having right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Italian American. I'm working on my Italian citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Italy in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning Italian. Mm-hmm. I will not try and speak Italian on this podcast because your viewers and listeners.
I didn't add an Italian once. I'll tell you about that later.
Oh, okay.
My sister did all the parts where she rolled the R's, but they're like, just read the script. And we're like, okay, cool.
Does your sister speak Italian?
No, neither of us do. I like got a C in Spanish in high school. I can't roll my R's.
No so. Italiano?
Nope.
All right.
Gelato.
So
Gorlami.
Okay. Gorlami. Love and Glory Bastards. I have always wanted to have a podcast and I was thinking it. I've been doing TikTok since mm-hmm. the pandemic. I started as a stand-up comedian in 2016. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt like I had the skill set for TikTok because mm-hmm. at the time, TikTok in 2020, is you had 1 minute. There was no this 3 minute, 10, mm-hmm. 10 minute, yeah, 15 yeah. second. So like you had to be funny and informative in 1 minute. And that takes writing and that takes some type of skill. Mm-hmm. People are like, why don't I pop off on TikTok? I'm like, your content sucks. I'm mm-hmm. going to be completely honest. But if you can be funny and informative, and that's also why I think like the Apple content, because mm-hmm. like I was telling people shit that was helpful to them, but I was also entertaining you and mm-hmm. trying to be funny. Like with the video mm-hmm. I stitched yours, like I'm-
You roasted, it was funny though. Like I love being roasted. I think it must be some sort of weird like thing I've got because I like when I go stand up comedy shows, I buy the front row seats so that I get like crowd work on me.
Oh yeah.
I ask my friends for roasts for like people like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, I want to be roasted. Like people just can't send me cameos of people telling me I'm ugly and I fucking love it.
So I decided, all right, what do I want my podcast to be called? I was like, well, Wine and Dine sounds mm-hmm. catchy. I went on Spotify, went on iTunes podcast. And yeah, there's like a few variations out there, but no one really is like
mm-hmm.
taken off with it. And I'm like, all right, like, let's do this. I know how to build content. I know how to like, you know, do TikTok and social media. And like, I just bought all this podcasting equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I built it in a way that I can make it portable.
Mm-hmm.
So like I can have a 2-mic setup on my MacBook Pro. I have mm-hmm. 2 cameras because I shoot weddings. So I have all this equipment. So like mm-hmm. it was a very low cost entry for me to build out my own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have 3 episodes. 1 is live. 2 I need to edit and post. I'm going to call them the lost episodes because they were filmed like way back last mm-hmm. year. And then I'm going to relaunch it with a solo episode
mm-hmm.
while I'm in Italy drinking wine.
Let's go.
That's going to be, and I'm just going to like, I don't ever feel like I had a chance to like say, this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I'm going to start it off in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take half the studio with mm-hmm. me. I'm going to take 1 camera, 1 podcasting mic and film it while I'm in Italy.
Let's go. Like, I feel like I always tell people to start at least like episode 6 with this. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, some of the old episodes are good, but we start doing like the mailbag or like just like get. I feel like I get in the groove when like after those episodes. And that's like kind of the best way to go. Do you feel like all your episodes will be like very evergreen where you can watch them at any time? Or are they going to like incorporate current events?
I think they'll incorporate current events because I'm going to try and have like I know a lot of comedians. I know a lot of content creators like yourself.
I just want cool effing people to just...
Yeah. And then, so I noticed, because I did your intake form, that you emphasize, like, what's your favorite wine a lot. Do you drink the wine that the person, that your guest recommends? Like, that's like a thing you do?
I try to find wine that they like. So a segment that we do is called the unsponsored wine segment, because we don't have sponsors and I'm not going to give out free promos to anybody. And so I try to find a wine that they will like, that I will also enjoy, because I have an apartment in a suburb of Boston, and I toured it, and when I got into the living room, it had this wine bar built into, and I was like, I'm sold. This is, I don't want to look at any other place. I probably go through about 3 or 4 bottles a week on my own. I do the whole wine fridge. I decant to them. I search them. I figure out what I want. I go to the liquor stores. I don't know how it is here down in Texas, but in Mass, like, you have to have a separate store to, like, buy liquor and wine. And, like, I go and I talk with people, the people working there for hours. I'm like, tell me which wines I should buy. And I just try them.
Nice. I love that. Because something I always do when I go, I'm invited as a guest somewhere, and they always have them at most, I would say, like, grocery stores. They have, like, J. Lore. But, like, I always pick something, like, close to where I went to college. I went to college in, like, wine country in California, right. Cal Poly. So I'm always, like, J. Lore is usually... where the one thing that they'll have that's, like, close to where I went to college. And then I always, like, oh yeah, this is by where I went to college. And I make it, like, a thing. Like, their cabs are pretty solid, always under $20. Like, I feel like that's a good thing to do. Side note, one thing I always tell people to do, it's like, what's a good cheap date that doesn't feel cheap? I always tell people, grab a bottle of wine and say, let's go watch the stars at a cool park. And also, it's dark, so they maybe can't see the label and know how expensive it is. What is the best wine for under $20 or under $10 that would make great for that type of date?
19 Crimes.
Okay.
You and I were going to get it today, but yes, we couldn't find it.
We couldn't find it, which is weird, because I've seen it, like, at the most random freaking corner stores. I have no idea. Maybe Target was too nice for it. I don't know.
19 Crimes, honestly, is, like, best. It's a great wine for, like, hey, you got invited to a house party, you got invited to a Friendsgiving, you got, you know, you're doing a first date. It's just, like, it's not the best, but it's also not the worst. And what you're paying for and what you're getting, it's a fantastic wine. I recommend the Cab Red or the Cab Blend. It has Snoop Dogg on it. Also, their labels are... Have you ever done the interactive label thing with them?
I haven't. I know that, like, wine labels are, like, a fun thing to, like, play into, too.
So the 19 Crimes ones are actually interactive. There's an app that you can get.
Shit, okay.
And if you put the app up to the label, like, Snoop Dogg will start talking to you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And then, like, there's other ones where they have, like, criminals, and it's, like, their mugshot, and, like, they'll start talking about, like, what they did to get in jail. So, like, if you do that on the first day, it's, like, if you're, like, the guy or the girl, whatever, like, whatever you're doing, like, you're the one bringing on the date, like, oh, check this out, and you do this, like, cool thing with the wine. It's, like, this add a little extra thing, I think, is a... Paso Robles is my favorite region in California.
That's where, right by where Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, right there.
Austin Hope is a really good wine. That's about a $50 bottle if you want something a little bit more expensive. I think Camus is a little bit overrated at this point. It's great. It's expensive. If you can find it, if you can find a wine bar that does, like, that for $25 a glass as a special, that's a pretty good deal, because it's about a $150. They'll mark it up to, like, $150 in a restaurant or something like that when it's, like, a $75 bottle.
Nice. Okay, that's a good recommendation. Yeah, like, I feel like so many people, like, they think cheap dates are, like, oh, McDonald's. Like, no, grab a bottle of wine. We're going to have a little, like, charcuterie picnic. Like, go grab some fucking cheese or something. Like, pick a public park. Yeah,
and
it's so
especially
pretty.
Just, like, you know, I'm also speaking from the guy's perspective to a girl. But, like, if you know you're going on a date with somebody and you know wine is, like, their thing, even if it's a wine they don't like, research a wine.
It has and then, a story.
And have a story and be able to tell that story to that person. That one, that shows that you put effort. Two, you put time into it. And like, those are two qualities that, like, you want in a relationship. So that transfers over.
Wine has such stories to it. Like, I did a former boyfriend, what was it? Per Se in New York, the Michelin star restaurant or whatever. And our sommelier was had a master's degree in history, and the history he knew about the wine was just incredible. Like, it just, there's such a story involved in it. Like, it's fascinating how you put it together.
Yeah. I love it. But yeah, like, I'm trying to, you asked me for, like, a $20 bottle.
what's a good, like, people say that, you know, the, I don't want to say she, because everyone hates Shein, but, like, what is the, you know, the Target version of the, you know, Nordstrom, if that makes sense? Like, what is just as good as the fancy stuff that's not expensive?
Honestly, like, stay away from J.Lore. Stay away from Justin at this point. Like, those are so, like, they've been, it's been done kind of thing over the last couple of years.
That's
so,
fair.
Like,
I feel
there's so many more in that price point that's, mm-hmm. like, that's better. Freak Show is actually a really cool one. I think.
Oh, really?
Like, that's a really interesting cab. Cabs are great for steaks. Pinot Noirs are great. There's this great Pinot Noir Tully, like Tuli. You can get it at like Total Wine. Mm-hmm. It drinks like, it tastes like a cab, but it drinks like a Pinot Noir.
Okay.
So it's a little bit on the lighter side. And those are really great for like pastas. Mm-hmm. I know I'm like heavy on the red wines right now because I don't particularly like white wine.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
No, like this is fine. This isn't different. This is different.
Okay.
I also like Monte Pucciano's from that's a region. So it's the mountain of Pucciano in Italy. Mm-hmm. That region I love. My family's actually from Taurasi, which is another great wine region near Naples in the Campania region. That's another good wine, but Monte Pucciano's are like chef's kiss in my opinion.
Fuck yeah!
And that kind of would be closer to like a California Pinot Noir.
Nice. Okay. Like, oh, I wanted to tell you a joke because we're talking about Snoop Dogg. What's
yeah. Go ahead.
What's brown and rhymes with Snoop? Dr. Dre. See?
It's like a good Sam Kinison joke. It's just like throws you off.
Yeah. So people didn't get, I tried to do it on TikTok and I was like, is this racist? No. I don't know. Like, but I was like, fuck, do I have to say brown or black? I don't know.
Well, that's the thing with TikTok. TikTok.
Everything.
So like when comedy stopped during the pandemic, like people started doing Zoom comedy shows where you'd show up and it'd be like all these other comics and you do like your set. Mm-hmm. And I said, fuck no, I will not. Like, I already hate Zoom at work. I do not want
to. No.
And so that's why I was like, where's my creative outlet? And that was TikTok. Mm-hmm. So who are your favorite comedians?
Ooh, who's my favorite right now? I feel like I'm going to like toss out a lot of honorable mentions. I really like right now, if you've heard of Aaron Belial, mute comedian, he has cerebral palsy and he does
he's fantastic.
He is amazing. I think he's trying to move to Austin. I think he's got an immigration lawyer. He's Canadian. He's touring right now. But when I was, when Buddy first came out here about a year ago, we did the, it was probably, I guess we could call it our second date because he came out here and stayed. We went to the Death Squad secret show, which is what's his face, Brian Redband's like other like club where it's the people that are good from Kill Tony get to go to Death Squad. And we see this guy, he comes in, he's like dragging his phone, he's like kind of walking over, and we're like, what's going on here? And then it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was like technically his second set after Kill Tony, but he's incredible. It's so good when you just have something different where it's not just dick jokes and shroom jokes, because that's what they all do.
The fact that you know about the Kill Tony show, like,
I'm obsessed.
I already know that you're like, you have good comedy taste.
You know what I'm pissed about though is I was in the virtual line. I told, because I had a comedian that was like on Kill Tony on like a few weeks ago. I was in the virtual line for like 4 hours and I didn't get tickets, and I was so freaking mad, and I'm glad I wasn't alone. Well, no, I'm not glad I wasn't alone. I was like, who the fuck got these tickets? I don't know.
I once did comedy on a first date.
Oh, yeah? Who'd you see?
No, like, I did comedy.
Oh, shit.
I was in San Diego. I got really, like, I had a few drinks, and, like, I was just, like, I kind of had it's like an itch. It's like a drug. Like, any comic will tell you, like, the fact that you just, like, want to get up on stage and, like, be the center of attention. Like, we're all attention whores. Mm-hmm. Like, I just had this itch, and I was like, hey, like, I was like, this comedy like club is doing an open mic downtown. Like, I think I want to get on. Mm. And like, I ended up going dead last because no one knew me out there. Like, I just like, I was like, and I just did it. Mm-hmm. And like, I had no material. And it was just like, it was like Navy, Marines and Army, like everybody, like, cause it's like a big military base down there. And like, I just spitballed for like 5 minutes, and I was like, that was the first date.
You remember any of it?
Nope.
Okay.
A little bit of it. I mean, it was crowd work. It wouldn't be funny if I talked about it now, but like, you know, like, Yeah, I don't remember most of it.
Nice. I feel like comedy, I don't think it's a good first date just because I feel like it's good to like sit across from someone and look at them in the eyes. But like, I think at first it forces you to have uncomfortable conversations. Like, I think because the comedians will talk about stuff. Like, if you're itching to talk about like a what are we kind of thing, that probably comes up in the set somewhere. Like, if you want to find out what are we, don't ask what are we. Don't say like, I want to be in a relationship. Just go be like, I'm taking you on a date. We're going to, and then get front row seats to the comedy and then just like, let the comedian like rip into them.
Oh yeah.
Message the comedian ahead of time. I can say this as a person with followers. They can, if unless they have like a million followers, they'll read it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love comedy. It's such a good time. I've sat front row at the Comedy Cellar in New York. The Cellar is so good. If we bring this all back to comedy, like, and like tying it all in with me transitioning, like, I realize how much more funny I am now that I am, and like, maybe I'm like, you know, little ego boost for myself, but like, the jokes that I make about transitioning is so affirming and so funny, and it's just like, it allows me to roll that stress off my own shoulders, like. For example, every morning I've got naturally curly hair. Every morning where I've got to like sit there and fucking blow dry my hair for like 45 minutes, and I look myself in the mirror every time. I'm like, you used to have short hair. You could have been a fucking guy. And you sure you fucking want this?
Are you sure? Like, it's a pain in the fucking ass.
I'm like, it's a pain in the fucking ass. And then my sister like hates that like I have the good genes. She's like, really?
Your hairline is amazing.
Thank you.
Like, oh my god, I've considered getting like a hairline advancement.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I was like, oh, female hair, like, you have to shave your head. I'm like, fuck no, I'm not doing that. But like my hair is like, fuck. No, you have a great hairline. Like, I don't want to say like, nobody has it easy, but like, I don't know. What's another thing that's like surprising you about womanhood?
How expensive it is.
It fucking is.
So that's a bit I do on stage. So it's like, I have this whole bit about how I'm like, yeah, it's so fucking expensive being a woman. I said, that's why I made sure I secured the bag while I was a man. Like, I have my man salary.
Fuck yeah.
And then every year when I go in to get my raise, I go back as Jeremy. Like, I go back as myself. So like, hi, we're here for JC. You know, we want 10%. Like, we want a better salary. I mean, like, I've probably drank most of this point.
Oh, I'm like, me. What are the best perks though of womanhood?
Smelling better.
You smell good.
Like, man shampoo is like, you like,
it all does the same thing. You wash everything with the same thing. Confess it.
Yeah. It's like you wash everything with the same thing, but then it's like, what are these fucking smells? It's like forest green. Forest amber, you know,
color smell
liquid. Like, next time you're like, her and I just came back from Target. Next time you're in Target, go look at the men's shampoo and body wash section and look at the fucking, like, women get to smell like flowers and coconut. And now I'm doing ASMR into the mic. It's just like, it's, you get to smell better. It's,
yeah.
No. Also, I just feel like the connections are so much more genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just get to chat with women. It's, like, so much easier. Like, it's so interesting. Like, I always felt like I was forcing, relationships with guys. And, like, yeah, like, this, like, everyone's a little bit more masculine. Everyone's a little bit more feminine. It's, like, how much do you want to lean into those, like,
I never understand that, like, masculine, feminine energy thing. I'm, like, I'm a chick. Like, if I'm loud, I'm still just a chick. I'm just loud. Like,
yeah.
Don't tell me what gender I am. I'm a chick. I've never thought about being anything else. I've got hair that's long, and I do stuff. I'm loud. Why the fuck that would be masculine energy? Or, like, my boyfriend would be a beta male because I'm loud, and he's just, like, a chill cucumber. It's beyond me. Like, it's just silly. Like, these people are fucking...
Oh, he's not one of those alpha male, like, you know, the...
He rolls his eyes at that. Like, he's just like, this is fucking stupid. It's like this is a person on the internet conversation.
So it's so funny. Shout out to my dad. So him and I get dinner every Sunday. And he's on TikTok. He's, like, he doesn't post. He doesn't follow. He just, like, he's there to follow me and there to support me. And so he goes on TikTok and he's like, what's this thing about alpha males? And, like, I like, and my dad's like, he's turning 67. Like, he's like, that, and he, like, I explained to him, he's like, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
So my dad has, like, he's like, I would say, like, relatively right, but like, surprise, compared to, like, what's popping up now, my dad was probably just, like, seems more middle of the road. But, like, I remember he was like, who is this, like, Andrew Tate guy? He's like,
Andrew
what the,
Tate?
Oh. Yeah, he's just like, what's, he's like, this guy is, he's like, he's a father of daughters. He's always been supportive of his daughters having careers and all of that. And he's just like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, people like him? Like, why? And I'm like, well, thank God we have, like my younger brother is, like, well-adjusted and has friends and goes outside. Because my brother's like, this is fucking dumb. This is cringe.
It's so cringe. And then the one that keeps popping up recently is, what's his name?
God, I don't know.
Hard Rock Nick.
I haven't seen that guy.
Oh, you have? Oh,
maybe, maybe I'm lucky with some of these that people tell me have popped up. I'm like, I think I'm glad I missed this. But I've gotten the Alpha Dom parodies are the gift that keeps on giving. Oh, it's like, you do not have to accept the rejection. Like,
oh yeah, and he's got the fingernails.
Well, because it's so funny, like the kink people that are stitching him, they're like, he's not kinky because his nails would look different. And they're like, the kink people will show their nails. I'm like, why do you have like a, what's it, fucking the, like super kinky people's nails, they have like a different nail for everything. I'm like, okay, this proves I'm boring. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So transitioning, I have my moments. Like some days I'll wear a dress to work. Some days I won't. Some days like my nails are fucking falling off. I got to get those fixed on
my nails Monday. Look like shit. They're better than mine.
Oh, thank you. These are like 4 weeks old. Shout out to my nail tech.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, and you mentioned, like, going to dinner with your dad, like, every week. Like, your family's really supportive.
They don't care. Mm-hmm. They're like, are you an asshole? I'm like, well, yeah. They're like, well, you know.
Yeah.
Be a nice person, be a good person. My parent, I'm actually the second person in my family that's come out as trans.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to my cousin Lauren.
Cousin Lauren, come on the pod.
She came out a few years ago, so, like, she's cool as shit. So, like, it was, I remember when she came out in, like, 2018 and, like, just having this thought in my head, like, huh, well. Thanks for allowing me to like
pioneer
pioneers Squidward pioneers.
Yeah, fuck yeah, like pioneers or like your what's it the Jedi thing, the Padawan. I don't know.
Padawan master.
Yeah it's your Padawan. Fuck yeah, let's go cousin Lauren. And what, okay, I have to ask a question too, because I feel like you chose a name that's very close to your own name. Mm-hmm. What is it like to pick your own name? Because like sometimes like my sister who comes on here a lot, she's like working right now, otherwise she would be here and she would be the most fun person ever. She's hilarious. But we always joke about how we have like these like kind of oddly Victorian names, despite the fact that Charlotte is now one of the most popular names.
Fucking Bridgerton over here.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, so we're just like, if we could pick our, I remember as a kid being like, I hate my name, why can't I be Ashley? Like, what's it like to pick your own name?
Oh, my birth name is Jeremy. I don't or my dead name. Like, that's fine. Like, I am also, like, there, I'll get into this afterwards, but, like, people, like, I try to give grace to everybody. So, like, if someone calls me he or him or Jeremy, like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, when I'm checking into the hotel today and they're like, hello, Mr. Kenjano, I'm like, you know what? I'm never going to see you again. Mm-hmm. Why am I going to? There's, like, one TikToker out there. Where she, like, her, you know who I'm talking
about. Yes, the one where it's, like, the filming everything, like, being, like,
while she's at a restaurant.
Can I speak to a manager? It's, like, what is the gender-neutral Karen? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just, like, girl.
It's also, like, this is what makes people, this is what makes the Riley Gaines is excited. You're giving them a hard on or a whatever on or a something in between on. I don't know, whatever they got going on.
Yeah. Picking your own name's fun. I mean, so, I also go by Ja. That was my nickname from my mother, my sister, and my father growing up. Like, I come from an Irish-Italian Catholic household where we yell and scream. Like, we come from the household where it's like me and my sister could be like, fuck you. No, fuck you. You're a bitch. You're an asshole. And like, and then 2 minutes later, all right, you want to go to McDonald's together? I'm like, yeah, fine. Let's go. But like, my name just got shorter and shorter. It was like, you know, Jeremy. Then it was Jer. And then it was like Ja. And like, it was like, and like, I'd also like, I'd be like the Italian, so I'd be like, call my mother Ma. So like her, she'd go Ja, Ma. And then it was just like, and then that was like a nickname. So like, that's like my nickname I've always had. And then I wanted to incorporate, I still love the J. I still love the JC. I love my initials. And like, like I originally, when I first came out, I came out as Jackie. I don't like the K. Like, it just felt like, it just felt too hard when I hit that K.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
K's are hard.
It's hard. And, like, so then I just started, like, oh, I went back to Ja, and then I went to JC, and, like, it's always so funny when, like, Like, I work in IT, so, like, I have access to all the systems at work that I can change my name. Like,
oh, that's so convenient.
Right. So, like, usually for anybody else, like, they have to go through me to get their name changed. But, like, I'm like, oh, I could just wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning before everyone wakes up for work and just change my name and just go into work.
Nice.
So, it's fun. I mean, it's just, it feels right. I you know, there are moments where I miss my old self. It's weird. It kind of feels like a, you know, multi-personality disorder. I definitely don't have that. But, like, I think I look at photos on Instagram of myself, like, 3 years ago, and it's like, I don't recognize that person anymore.
You got to do, like, a transition video, pun intended, on TikTok, where it's like, what's it, the 2019 versus 2024, where it's like, most people are like, oh, yeah, here's my dramatic weight loss or something like that, and just be like, fuck yeah, let's go.
What was that? There was a sound that went viral like maybe a year
the
ago.
iCarly, was it the iCarly theme song where people were like this, all the siblings, and then some of them would be like dipped and flipped, where it'd be like the dead sibling and then the one that,
it was the one where it was like the teenage kid, and it, like, you green screen it, and it was like, I don't know,
teenage dirtbag one.
No, but what was it? It was like the gamer kid, and like he'd like throw his headphones off. Like,
oh, yeah, where it'd be like a switch.
Like one take it all, and then like he'd get mad at the end. Mm-hmm. And there was like one where it was like this. It was like this girl. It was like me in the Philippines, and it's like clearly a guy, and then me in the United States, and it's like fully transitioned woman. Nice. It's like,
well, you got to do one of those. That'd be wicked fun. Who are your favorite comedians?
Oh, Jay DeMille. They are a great comedian. I love a lot of the Boston comics. Like, there's so many comics that have come out of Boston. Like, Gary Goldman is one. Elijah Schlesinger. She went to
big
Emerson.
Fan. Yep.
I've met her a few times. She's great. I'm blanking on so many great names. Other up and comers. My friend Ivana, she's also on TikTok. Shout out to Ivana. I call her Ivana Miss Vito from from My Cousin Vinny.
Good movie.
That's, you know, she's in my phone as
Marissa
that.
Tomei is something else. Like, Marissa, sometimes when I think I'm straight 100%, and then I think of Michelle Pfeiffer in Catwoman, and then Marissa Tomei, and I'm like, am I straight? I am. I'm straight. But.
Yeah. And then she, I could do the whole deer scene front to back, and I fucking love that scene. My biological clock is ticking. Who else? There's so many people I've seen over the years.
Who's your favorite big person that's big right now that would have, like, name recognition?
What's his name? This is me.
Mateo Lane.
Love. I saw Mateo Lane in
big
Boston.
Big fan.
Love Mateo.
Love Mateo Lane.
So funny.
Yeah. Jared Fried is also one out of Boston, does the U Up podcast. But I've been following Jared Fried since college. I did sorority stuff, and he used to write for TFM. He started doing stand up. It's like a weird, like, I follow, like I write like a lot. Like, I'm like, hey, guess what? Like, I'm in my relationship now, because he like gives like funny dating advice. Yep. And it's like a weird pseudo older brother who only just likes the messages that I've seen every show. I'm like, I brought my sister to your show after she got out of a relationship. But Jared Fried has saved my life. Shout out Jared Fried. You're always welcome on the pod.
Have you ever done stand up?
No. And I would be.
Why not?
Because I'm scared as fuck. I probably just read poems about telling people not to have sex with their cousins. It's obviously the comedy mothership is right on six. But then there's the Creek in the Cave, which gets a lot of those comedians, and their Sunset Strip. It's literally right down the street, which is fantastic. I don't know who's at the mothership tonight, but I think like Creek in the Cave is great. All those places. Fantastic. Like, chef's kiss, literally.
Oh, and another comedian I love is Will Smalley out of Boston.
Okay.
Shout out to Will. He's a gay comic. He's been so supportive when I came out. Nothing but... He actually gave me my first show back.
Oh, fuck yeah.
When I, like... Because I got to have two shows. I had a show as Jeremy, and then a show as my new self. And he gave me a spot on a show that he produces in Boston.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And it's like this, he does it with Angie Mayer. They host it together. They get up on stage and they have a conversation, and that's like how they host it. It's a really cool concept. And then they have comedians who come up.
Nice.
So that's a really fun show.
Nice. And I have no idea what the world would be without comedy. Like, I feel like it breaks the ice for everything. Oh, can I ask a stupid question? When someone has their pronouns as she, they, or he, they, does that mean they want to be like... either. Talked about. It means either. Okay.
So you could use she, her, or they, them. So the reason I don't get mad at people about like using the correct pronoun mm-hmm. is because I, on a daily basis, struggle to use the correct they like mm-hmm. or like where. I'm like, which one do I use? And I got to use
there and there. Like I can't even spell.
Right, and you want and I got and I'm supposed to be demanding of somebody's fucking pronouns. It's like
that. Yeah, I know.
I only get So my philosophy, like I said, like the check-in counter at the hotel. Mm. I'm never going to see that person ever again after tomorrow. Mm. Why do I care if they use the correct pronouns? But if it's like a friend like you or a coworker that I like give a shit about, and it's like I value you in my life, then I'm going to say, hey, can we just try a little bit more on that? Like I had a coworker at work, love her to death, and like. She kept on using the wrong pronouns, and I knew she didn't mean anything by it. Mm-hmm. I just asked her. I was like, girl.
Yeah.
Like you've seen, like, we've seen each other in the girl's bathroom at the office. Like, come on now. And she's like, fair.
It's just like a friend. Like, it's like I have a friend who's been apparently Liz her whole life. Now she's Elizabeth, and it's like, fuck, I gotta know Elizabeth. But it's still just like, she wants to be called Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. She's a chick. She's always been a chick, but it's like, hey, I'm trying to go by Elizabeth.
From Liz to Elizabeth?
Yes.
Interesting.
But I'm just like, she's like, hey, I'm trying to go by Elizabeth. I'm like, fuck, like, can I be grandfathered into this shit? She's like, no. It's like, it's not going to work if you're grandfathered in. It's like,
I grandfathered in my dad, and he was like, I was like, can you call me JC? And he's like, can I just call you Jack? Because I've been doing it for years. I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah. It's just like, you kind of just, that's why it's like, when people get so riled up, it's like, if you like read down the roll call list as a teacher, you're like, oh, John, they're like, I go by Jack. You don't be like, no, I'm calling you John anyway. Like, it's like, why not do the same for fucking everybody?
It's like the Kale and Peele, you know, D-Nice.
Balake. Like, it's just like...
Jake Fallon.
Yeah, like, it's just like, how fucking hard is it? Or people are like, I don't do pronouns.
Oh, Shaq Hennessy's office.
I don't do pronouns. It's like, okay, cool. Like, talking in the third person's fucking fun. Oh, my God,
they must
fun.
Do that in high school now. Can you imagine?
Oh, God.
They must do that on day one. All right, Jonathan, no, it's John, it's they, them. And I'm like, oh, God.
That'd be kind of a pain. Like...
The roll call is going to take the first whole full period.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to not take a math test, like, as a person who hates taking tests and learning things, like, I'm on board with that too. So
fill me up.
Also, want to make sure you've got time to tell everybody about your podcast and make sure we can all listen to it.
Yeah, the Wine and Dine podcast, the Wine and Dine on Instagram. Yeah, I'm on TikTok at TechieJa. You can find me there. Mm-hmm. This is so great.
Ooh, this is fantastic.
I'm gonna have to come back.
You gotta come back
to Boston.
I would love to. You gotta find a studio like this. You'll get a bunch of UGC work. Like I said, we're profitable podcasts despite not having sponsors. There's people that just want the look of like, look, I'm special. I have a fancy microphone because
it's all about the looks.
Fuck. You got me drunk. What the hell?
Yes.
Let's go have some fun. It's Friday. Fuck yeah. Let's fucking go. Bye.
The car and have it yet.
Park the car. Park the car. Have it yet.
That was horrible.
7 7 Turn it off.
You're probably doing. You're probably like activating some woman's vibrator downstairs.
Oh, fuck.